episode 1293, Show Me More.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How are you doing this week? It is Inspiration Motivation Day. It's almost Friday. That means the weekend's around the corner. I bet you have some big plans, but we're going to get you through the rest of the week. It's all about Show Me More. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Show me more when I run into a wall and become stuck. Show me more when the world around me attacks for no reason and the season is comparison and complacency. Show me more of what I can do, not exaggerating the negatives. Help me learn from where I've fallen. Help me rise from defeat. If only life was perfect, wouldn't it be nice? If your life was like there were no problems and you didn't have to worry about bills and you didn't have to do anything. Now, some people would say, oh, well, you know, we could get into politics. We're not going there. No. We're talking about your specific life because we all suffer from the roller coaster life brings. Who knew you would have your own personal amusement park? Seriously, probably a park you don't want to invest in. Just saying. So show me more. When you have those moments or seasons that flood your thoughts and infest your mind with questions of comparison and idolization of others, maybe it's measuring up to those around you. Maybe you just feel like you're lacking skills to achieve your goals, more failures than successes. And why does it even matter? Show me more. No matter how we shake things up, we will never be able to depend on ourselves to drag us from the bottom to the tippy top. Wouldn't you love just to skyrocket to the tippy top? What would have happened if you won the Mega Millions? Did you buy a little piece of paper or two or three or four? I can honestly say I did not. But if I had, and I was the lucky winner, what would I do with all that money? Seriously, we always think that money is going to buy and give us what we want. But yet at the same time, if we had the money, we would still be in the same situation. We'd still have these thoughts. There would still be comparison. Oh, if only I had more money. Seriously? You're going to take, you know, over 300 some million. That's if you took the cash payout one or something like that. I don't know. I don't follow it exactly. But what I do know is that really you need that much more money. Life still happens. It's still a roller coaster. And we're still trying to figure how to get on and to get off. We don't feel like we measure up. But no matter how you shake things up, you are not going to be able to take yourself from the bottom to the tippy top. And not even with the Mega Millions little ticket. And by the way, if you did win, congratulations. Our dependability relies in God's faithfulness. Not in money, not in our own skills, not in our children, not in what our husband does, not in the house that we have, not in the vacation that we just took. No, we do not have to give up because God lifts up. Have you given up some this week? Maybe it's just been a little bit. Maybe you've been talking yourself out of something like, oh, I don't know. You know, the church is asking me to do some things, and I've really just been sitting back because I had so much on my plate for so long, and now I feel the urge to move forward, but there's that hesitation. What is it? What do you feel like for you this week that you're giving up on? Or maybe that you felt like someone has given up on you. It works both ways. Remember, our dependability relies in God's faithfulness. We do not have to give up because God lifts up. In your craziness this week, in your chaos, your comings and goings, maybe when you woke up this morning so restless, I woke up earlier than normal yesterday. And I was up almost an hour and a half before the alarm clock went off. I wasn't really happy. I mean, it wasn't that I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I just woke up and my husband, well, it was not time to be up. And so he was still sleeping. And I knew if I moved, which I had a feeling that my bladder was saying you're full, but you know how you get and you're just like, oh, I kind of could go, but then I don't really have to. And I'm like, if I move, it may wake him up and he really needs to sleep. So I'm just going to lay there. 5 minutes ends up being 10 minutes, ends up being 45 minutes, ends up being over an hour, almost and a half. And you turn one side to the next. You flip-flop. All these things running through your mind. The questions. What am I supposed to be doing? Why am I here? Am I doing everything I'm supposed to be doing as a mom? Where do I fit in at church? This job that I have is great. It pays the bills, but I'm really not loving it. I don't get it. Show me more. You see, that show me more is a cry out to God because God lifts up when we give up. But we have to allow him to do that. Yeah, he could just come and take us and shake us, but you know what? He's a lot more tenderhearted than that. In fact, I'm sure there are times that he just looks and shakes his head at me and says, Christiane, seriously, I'm here and you're stumbling, you're falling down and I can help you, but you need to ask me. Show me more. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 and 23. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Your hesitations in life don't have to be carried on your own. When you wake up too early and you're tossing and turning, you don't have to bear it yourself. For a few moments, I was bearing it myself. And then I realized that maybe God was knocking on my heart telling me, hey, I need some quiet time with you. You need to listen to me. And so as the 5 minutes turned to 10 minutes, turned to 45 minutes, and on, I began to pray to God, show me more. Show me my next steps, Lord. Tell me what I'm supposed to be doing because I feel lost. And honestly, I feel abandoned. I don't know the next step. And I would try to go to sleep and close my eyes. Flipping and flopping, turning here and there. Show me more. I still awake. My heart still in restful mode. But blood just pumping through my body. Having this urge that I need to be getting up and doing something more than being still in the bed. Sometimes we're so frozen that we don't know what to do. We stay right where we are. We're stuck. All we have to do is ask God, show me more. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Call on God for his help. Call on him for his wisdom and his guidance. Cry out to him. Now, if it's in the morning and you're up early like I was and everybody else is sleeping, maybe not be real loud. But you can still have a conversation. God doesn't have to have your volume turned up to hear you. Some things may seem too petty to ask God to show me more. But he delights in seeing your smile. He prepares a path for you daily. He gives hope, no strings attached, just unconditional love from your Father above. Show me more. A declaration from your heart to his heart. Great is his faithfulness. Make today count for what God is preparing you for. Ask him, show me more. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.